Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Ryan Burrow was in Florida, and he was there for last night, that memorial service. At least that's my understanding. Ryan, you're on the air. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. And actually, we are paying attention to the president's travel right now because it's our understanding that he has indicated on Twitter that he would like to come to Parkland to visit some of the victims, perhaps, maybe some of the first responders. No guidance at this point from the White House. They may be doing that purposefully. Obviously, we've got a ton of media here, waiting for any kind of news or any kind of information. We don't have that right now, but the thought is at some point during this trip, he would make a stop. About 40 miles away from his resort is where Parkland is, so it probably wouldn't be too difficult for him to get here, although Florida traffic on the East Coast on a Friday at 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, could be interesting as well. So I'm sure that driving Secret Service nuts. I guess we'll have to see what the final decision is.
Well, they can get up and down the Kennedy sometimes. I'd imagine they could get to Parkland even if they had to use a private or smaller aircraft. But I think that is appropriate that the president is there and that he console the people. And if they want to yell at him because they're frustrated, I think that's also part of the responsibility of a counselor in chief. But should he be there? Yeah, I hope he can make it. And I hope that his presence can, you know, show some concern, offer some consolation to these people. Were you there last night, Ryan?
I was at the vigil, which was it was pretty amazing to see a community come together. The sheriff of Broward County saying, as he looked out on just an incredible stance of people that were in front of him, that he thought there were more people there than actually live in Parkland. And Parkland has 31,000 people, so. I don't know that it was quite that high, but definitely thousands of people, a lot of tears. Some of the more gripping moments when the student body president of Douglas High School started reading out the names of all 17 victims, which had just been made public a few hours before. Most of the people knew who the dead were, but to hear their voices or hear their names and hear them all put together like that was very touching. I'm sure you guys saw, too, that Anthony Rizzo was there, and he had some words to say.
Would you describe the service as sort of a healing, or was it sort of like a call to action, we've got to get something done?
A little bit of both. I think the speakers, who included a lot of local lawmakers, politicians, people in the community, use that opportunity to say what they wanted to say. And if they felt like gun control was the big issue, they talked about that. If they felt like mental health was a big issue, they talked about that. They're still trying to understand their feelings at this point. And unfortunately, I've covered a few of these now. It takes a while. It takes a while for that voice to form. And unfortunately, when that voice forms, it may be too late. So you can see some people really trying to press and try to get their message out. Was it the appropriate time for that? I don't know. But I think we all know that the moment does pass, and it passes quite quickly.
Yeah.
If the president arrives here today and does his thing, I would imagine only about half the media here tomorrow. We're coming in on a weekend. Obviously, we've got the FBI stuff going on. We've got, the investigation. We've been talking about, the president and, parent relationships. I mean, we move on, to the next thing. And so this is kind of that moment to see which direction this goes into.
Yeah, it's a shame that, and this is true in any news cycle, this isn't about Donald Trump, but our attention span is such that you say, okay, terrible school shooting, but we've done this before, and how long will we stay focused on this, and will it be long enough to actually get anything done is sure a good question. One last question before I let you go, Ryan. How did the event end last night? I heard some music today. Was there a prayer, or how did they wrap the service up last night?
Yeah, they basically, it was interfaith, so every faith went up there and said some piece or sang some songs. They lit some lanterns at the end. I don't know if that was necessarily planned, but they lit about 17 lanterns and let them fly off into the air, which was a nice little touch as people were leaving. And they also, there were crosses there. There were angels placed on the stage. So pretty moving. I equate it to where I just was a few months ago, the Las Vegas shooting, when the police officers vigil. It was very, very similar in bringing the community together, trying to struggle through the pain and figure out how to move forward.
WGN Radio's Ryan Burrow reporting from Florida for ABC News. Ryan, thanks. We'll visit with you again.
All right, take care.